majesty. No matter what comes my way, I'm gonna, gonna bless your name. Come on in the room, lift your hands. Friends turn their backs when families walk away. Hey. Yeah. In the face of the setbacks of life, guess what I'm gonna do? Yeah. I recognize that there's power in my praise. There is power in my worship. So God, give me the praise that shifts atmospheres.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Now, in Acts chapter 10, Peter is witnessing to Cornelius and his household and telling them about Jesus. And so he summarizes the ministry of Jesus in these few verses right here. Look at verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Everybody say, he is Lord of all. See, Jesus is Lord of all. Amen. And God anointed men to preach peace. In other words, we can have peace with God. We can be brought back in the right fellowship with God through Jesus Christ. So I'm at peace with God this morning because I'm saved. Now, there's no peace to the wicked, saith God. If you're not saved, you really don't have any peace with God. But peace is a blessing, because the Bible says God would bless his people. He would bless his people with peace. Are you his people? Then you ought to be receiving the blessing of peace. Go ahead and receive it right now. Go ahead and take peace right now. Peace for your weary soul. Amen. Cast your cares on God. Saying, I refuse to worry about anything. Receive peace. I receive the peace of God into my spirit, into my soul, and in even into my body. Speak to your body. Say, peace be still. Praise God. Verse 37. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism that John preached. Now, what did John preach? John preached that there was somebody coming after him who was mightier than him, whose shoes he wasn't even worthy to carry or to untie. He says, you're going to know him because he is the one that baptizes in the Holy Ghost. That's what John preached, that men need to repent and get their hearts ready to receive the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so, verse number 38, he summarizes Jesus' ministry, his earth ministry. He summarizes it. He said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of these things, which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is alive. Peter telling Cornelius, look, we ate and drank with the man after he rose from the dead. Jesus is not dead, he's alive. That's the best news this world's ever heard. The greatest thing ever happened to you is receiving eternal life through Jesus Christ. It is the greatest gift you've ever received. Jesus is alive. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. That word remission carries with the idea of being forgiven as though they had never even occurred. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that's good, ain't it? God look at you and your sins like they ain't never happened through the blood of Jesus, as if they never even happened. Anybody that believes in him has remission of sins. Your sins are forgiven. They're gone. They've been washed away with the precious blood of Jesus. He has washed us from our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm washed.
I'm washed.
Say, all my sins have been washed away. Can you imagine standing before God as if you never committed a sin? Boy, that's right standing, ain't it? That you can stand before God and you know you're wrong. You know you've done some bad things, some evil things. You know you lied, you steal, you done cussed. You done backbit, slandered, gossip. And you can stand before him like you ain't never did none of that. That's what you call grace. That's what you call mercy. That's what you call God's goodness. To him give all the prophets witness. Say, all the prophets testify about the coming Messiah. They all give witness that through his name, whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. I'm going to tell you, the anointing was so strong in that room. The anointing was so powerful that when Peter opened his mouth, I mean, he ain't even been preaching 5 minutes. He's gotten a few sentences out of his mouth. And there's so much power. You got the presence of God there, because God ordained that meeting, didn't he? Who set up the meeting? God set the meeting up, didn't he? Didn't he set the meeting up? Did he set the meeting up or didn't he? Did he set the meeting up? He told Cornelius, go get a man called Peter. Go get that man called Peter. Send for him. So the meeting been ordained by God. Do you think God going to show up? He set the meeting up. The meeting been set up by God. Who set this meeting up? Thank God it wasn't me. Say, Pastor, you put the schedule out there. Yeah, God told me to do it. Told me what time to have service and everything. Who set the meeting up?
God
set this meeting up. Do you think he here?
Yes.
Absolutely, he's here. He set the meeting up. While he's speaking. While Peter yet spoke. Interruption had just happened. I mean, just the fire of God fell in that room. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Now, they're sitting there because they have great expectation. Because Cornelius done told all of them, I saw an angel. Told me to send for a man named Peter. Y'all better be at this meeting. And angels involved. I believe there's angels here. Glory to God. While Peter yet spake these words, There was such anticipation. Actually, when Peter said, now what y'all call us here for? Cornelius said, we are here. We've been commanded by God to be here to hear what God done told you to tell us.
Yes.
Now, did you come to church like that this morning? So there was expectancy there. That's an ingredient that you got to have if you want to see great things from God. You got to be expecting God to do something, to say something that's going to minister to you where you are. So they're sitting there and they say, man, we've been waiting for days for you to get here. They're wondering, what this man going to tell us? Oh, God's going to speak to us. God done ordained a meeting. Y'all better be there. They have such expectancy. When they heard that Jesus was alive, that he wasn't dead, that he was alive, Peter said, look, we ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. They said, he alive, glory to God. Can you imagine the atmosphere in that room when Peter said, Jesus, not like in churches today, you say Jesus alive, people say, yeah, amen. It ain't real to them. It's got to be real to you. That he real.
Yes.
He's a real person.
Yes.
And he's God.
Yes.
And he's your redeemer.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes.
And he knows you by your name.
Yes.
And he ordained that you be here today.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yes he yes. did. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He said, we're here to hear what God has told you to tell us. And while Peter is preaching, the Holy Ghost is examining hearts. See, while I'm preaching, your heart being, God's looking. He's examining. Are you receiving? You see, are you here? You know, I ain't talking about physically. Are you here with your whole heart? Are you here with your mind and your thinking? Are you there? And so the Holy Ghost is looking. Notice he said, and the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. While Peter was just speaking, the Holy Ghost was looking. And then all of a sudden, those people were in one accord with their expectation. Everyone that heard the word. Everyone who was receptive and receiving what Peter said, the Holy Ghost waiting on you to position yourself to receive. While I'm preaching, the Holy Ghost can fall on you. It'll mess up everything. Messed up Peter's sermon. Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Now, can you imagine while Peter's preaching? Now, he's preaching to Gentiles, non-Jewish people, just like you are, many of us. To everyone that had great expectation, to everyone who had ears to hear, when they heard Peter, they received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and the Holy Ghost filled them with the Spirit of God. And that was the evidence, and that's the evidence that Peter and them needed, that they had received the same gift that they received on the day of Pentecost. Praise God. I'm going to tell you anticipation. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, now, let me give you the word for today. Go back to verse number 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, I'm going to show you the glory of God in this verse right here. The word anoint means it is a sacred act of God to consecrate and to set apart for a particular purpose or office, and furnishing that individual with the necessary authority and power to fulfill its administration. So God anointed, let me say, that's God the Father here we're talking about. The Father anointed Jesus, consecrated him, set him apart for that messianic office that he was standing in at that time. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power. So we see here the power of God right here, right? All right? The glory of God is manifested in the power of God. Isn't that right? God demonstrated his power.